Poverty is a fact in America, but thinking about the cause of poverty feels more like a movie plot.
You know, Trey, you may think I'm being hard on you right now, but I'm not.
Poverty rate in 2009 was the highest poverty rate since 1994.
What I'm doing is I'm trying to teach you how to be responsible.
1 million more children nationally were in poverty in 2008 than in 2000, and that's really before the recession took hold.
Poverty makes for strong characters in the movies and confusing statistics for journalists.
The movies love to tell the narratives of poverty, while scientists and politicians fear going down the cultural trail to explain why people are poor. The PC of Poverty, starring The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The tough politics and reluctant science of personal responsibility and poverty. It's Monday, October 18th.
They were opening up. This is a conversation that hasn't gone away since before the age of Dickens. And here we are again. But it's not what's at the top of the morning's news. We have just 2 weeks left until the midterm election. And with the clock and polls working against Democrats, President Obama is back in campaign mode.
Just like you did in 2008, you can defy the conventional wisdom. The kind that says you can't overcome the cynicism of our politics.
Speaking in Columbus, Ohio last night, the president again made the case that it was the Republicans who put the country in this current mess.
We do not want what they are selling. We've been there before and we are not going back.
For the first time this election season, the First Lady was now campaigning at her husband's side.
Can we do this?
Yes, we can!
Can we do this?
Yes, we can!
Are you fired up and ready to go?
Yes.
Polls show that Michelle Obama's approval ratings are more than 20 points higher than the president's. Meanwhile, there's evidence of what's becoming known as the enthusiasm gap. An Associated Press poll shows only half the people who voted Democrat in 2008 say they'll show up this time, but two-thirds of those who voted Republican say they will definitely vote. The poll also had this interesting number. About one-quarter of both Republicans and Democrats say they plan on switching sides this election. Early voting gets underway this morning in Texas, Florida, and several other states.
But no results yet from last month's elections in Afghanistan. They were scheduled to come out today, but the announcement has been postponed. The New York Times says fraud was so widespread, nearly 20% of the votes are likely to be thrown out. An independent election commission found problems at more than 1,200 voting sites. WikiLeaks is preparing to disclose as many as 500,000 classified documents related to the war in Iraq. The Pentagon has assembled a 120-member team to review the material as soon as it's posted online sometime in the next week. And delegates from almost every country in the world are in Japan this morning, taking part in a United Nations conference that's looking for new ways to combat the destruction of the natural world.
Nature's in serious trouble. I think everything we can measure tells us that nature is in trouble and we need to do something about it.
That's Dr. Jane Smart with the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. Scientists will look for ways to ensure the survival of the threatened species. Asian markets are down this morning. European indices are up. Futures are down, though. For Wall Street, the Dow will get underway at 11,062. The S&P opens at 1,176 and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,468. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be talking about poverty in America. On the front page of the New York Times, a relook at this the notion of personal responsibility and poverty, cultural questions related to sociology. The New York Times takes it on, and we're going to talk about it as well, and we want your view. What do you think is the responsibility of poverty? Is it sociology? Is it a matter of bad luck or good luck, whether you are poor or rich in America, or is something deeper going on? And is there any cause and effect that policymakers can do anything about? You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can leave a comment on the takeaway.org.
And it becomes an even more important discussion in light of the fact that we have the number of people living in poverty in the United States has gone up so dramatically because of the Great Recession.
One in seven Americans is in poverty. It's the highest it's been in 15 years, but it's actually lower than it's been since they began taking records, which was back in the late 50s. Interesting puzzle.